Waiting in a conference room for a mob boss and his minions always sends jitters through my stomach. Uncle Joey's newest business partners hadn't arrived yet, and he was busy with an important phone call in his office, which left me waiting alone with time to kill. To help settle my nerves, I pushed away from the table and stood, stretching my arms over my head. Then I bent over and touched my toes, not too worried about my cute denim skirt hiking up, since no one was around to see it. I'd paired the skirt with an adorable white V-neck shirt so I could wear my newest pair of denim wedge sandals that totally matched. Bending over, I admired them for a second, then closed my eyes and took a deep breath. I let it out and straightened. Helping Uncle Joey always stressed me out, and doing something like a simple stretch usually helped. Feeling better, I opened my eyes and nearly jumped out of my skin. A handsome man, in a dark suit, stood in the doorway, with his eyebrows raised and his lips quirked into a half smile. He was thinking that he'd enjoyed the view and was glad he'd come in a little early. He'd also noticed that my face had turned crimson with embarrassment, and he held back a chuckle. Who was I? Hi there, I said. I'm Shelby Nichols, Uncle Joey's assistant. He caught the Uncle Joey part, and I could have kicked myself. Why couldn't I have said Mr. Minetto's assistant like I'd planned? Oh, right, he said, coming around the table and offering his hand. It's nice to meet you, Ms. Nichols. I'm Morgan Aldous. He shook my hand and smiled. The others should be here soon. Do you mind if I sit? Oh, no, not at all. Uncle Joey's on an important phone call in his office, but he'll be here soon.
Good.
Morgan sent an easy smile my way and then made his way back around the table to take the seat across from me, so he'd have something nice to look at. I let out an embarrassed chuckle, then quickly schooled my expression into a semblance of solemnity. Reading people's minds tended to get me into trouble, mostly because it was hard not to react to their thoughts, especially when they were about me. At least, he'd been thinking something nice. Still, I wouldn't even be in this office helping Uncle Joey without my mind-reading skills. A run-in with a bank robber a little over a year ago had left me with this freaky ability, and I still had a lot to learn, but I should be better at it by now. While I continued to watch him, Morgan took an ultra-slim computer out of his briefcase and set it up on the table. He'd noticed my watchful stare and found it hard not to smile. He liked that I found him attractive and wondered if I was single. Then he did a mental head slap, thinking that if I was Minetto's niece, I was way off limits, and he needed to get his head back in the game. This time, I couldn't help the smile that curled my lips. Call me vain, but that was about the nicest thing I'd heard all day. It put me in a good mood. Uncle Joey came into the room, and Morgan stood to greet him with a warm handshake. Right after that, two more men joined us and introductions were made. Once the formalities were over, Uncle Joey took his place at the head of the table, and he called the meeting to order. As they discussed the business, I listened closely to their thoughts. Finding out if any of Uncle Joey's business partners had ulterior motives was one of the reasons I worked for Joey, the knife Minetto. I'd been forced to tell him my mind-reading secret to keep him from killing me and my family, even going so far as to call him my uncle when he wasn't. Now it was like he'd become my real uncle. In fact, in the last little while, things had taken a drastic turn, and Uncle Joey had basically adopted me and my family. It tied my stomach in knots to think about how much influence he had over us. Only, there was something about him that I trusted, and that almost worried me more. Lately, I decided that he wasn't the typical garden variety mob boss. I mean, yeah, he threatened people, and maybe there was other stuff he did that I didn't know about.